Welcome back to Check the Energy Podcast. This is Vanessa Smith, your host, and I am so glad to be back here with you all sharing about how to navigate the energetics of this time, new paradigm perspectives, your purpose role in this larger shift that's happening, and last but definitely not least, really digging into vitality and the role that vitality plays in this larger paradigm shift. That's going to be a main focus of the Check the Energy podcast as we move forward into the new year. And there is a special and different time between December 21st and December 31st where I will be sharing with you on a daily basis. This period of time annually is always very unique for me. It feels very much like an opening of sorts where I feel a deeper call to be visible in the world on a more consistent basis and with a greater energy really behind it to bring my own voice forward in new ways. And so during this time between December 21st and 31st, you're going to see daily posting of Check the Energy podcast, where I will be sharing with you more of the energies of the closing out of this year and the opening up to the next year. These recordings have also been posted on my YouTube channel, Vanessa Smith Energy Guidance. Search that and you'll find the visual component. And within these recordings, they're going to highlight a variety of different ways that you can start to understand and really understand, right, the larger dynamics at play within your own life as well as within the larger world that we exist within, how to really work with those energies. Many new ideas and new perspectives will be shared within the recordings that you'll see over the next 10-11 days. And then starting January 1st, we launch into the Vitality series. And at that point, the Check the Energy podcast will return to the twice a week from in 2024 moving forward. One last piece I'd like to point out before we dive into the recording for today is to go on over to vasmith.com. There are three offers that I have there that are specially priced for the end of the year. Clean Up Your Energy, the Energy Guide Program, and Clear Your Money Path. These will all be offered moving forward into the new year, but at a different price point. So if any of those titles speak to you, I definitely encourage you to go over there because it really is a great time to be cleaning up your energy, clearing your money path, and stepping into deeper alignment with energy guidance, knowing how to read energy, navigate energy, heal with energy, all of those incredibly potent pieces for our vitality and well-being in this world. So, with that, I'm going to sign off of this introduction and enjoy the rest of the show. Hey, it's Vanessa, and today I want to talk with you about working with the energies of 1212 and 1221. So, as you may know, we are always being affected by energy, and energy is always shifting. And so learning how to work with the different energetics and understanding how there's a certain rhythm and dynamic that happens energetically on certain days or certain times of the year. And so we often think of this more from an perhaps astrological perspective or a seasonal perspective. As you may know, 1221 is the first day of winter. It's also the winter solstice. There's different perspectives, I will say, around what these days mean. And I'm going to share with you my
perspective on it from an energy context point of view and how to work with it, because we are really designed to be alchemists of energy. We're meant to take the ingredients of life and to transform them in such a way that we walk away with a new, a new experience, a new version of ourselves. And I would also say, a new understanding of how, what do I want to say? Of how energy is quite literally shaping us in a very deep core way. We're often creatures of habit in terms of our perspective or the way that we view reality and even the way that we view ourselves and what's possible. But the truth is, we are energy, we are dynamic, and we are ever-changing. And so when we have these days of the year that are more, I want to say potentized, they are more, they have a certain kind of energetic dynamic behind it, right? And so when you begin to understand what those dynamics are and work with them intentionally in your life, you can see some really profound shifts taking place. And whether you're coming from a standpoint of like, oh wow, I feel really stuck and I'm not sure how to fix that, or I want to feel more deeply aligned with my purpose, or everything feels great and I'm just curious to explore what's more, right? Those are all different and all very valid places to be. Energy is, just a door opener in the best of ways to begin to really, I want to say, like take ownership of your ability to naturally shift things and to do it from an empowered perspective. So that's my kind of overall point of view on energy in a nutshell. I could say a million things more. And if you're interested in learning more about energy, before I get into the details of this particular share, please do go to my website, vasmith.com. I have many energy-focused offerings up there, one of which is called Clean Up Your Energy. And it is 51 energy tools and a little more, it's like that's the sandwich stuff in the middle. And then the two slices of bread, the beginning and the closing, give you just a really nice context to understand energy in your life and to work with it in a very tangible, practical way, because it's something that feels very intangible sometimes, but once you understand the psychology and the context behind it and how you function within it and how you can really use that to strengthen yourself, right? Like to really bring your light forward in the world. So there's that. Also, do want to mention Energy Guide Program. I have a certification track as well as an empath track that is coming up in 2024. And spots are already filling. So if you're interested in that as well, to like really deep dive into it, highly recommend. So again, on my website, vasmith.com. With that, I'm going to just go ahead and, as always, invite you to like, share, comment, subscribe, click get notifications, all that good social media stuff that gets this out to more people. And now let's dive into the topic. So 12:12, what's it about energetically? Now, oftentimes when I see things talked about, oh, it's the 8:8 portal or the 9:9 portal or the 11:11 portal. There's different associations, like I said, sometimes astrologically, other people have different energy perspectives on it. Oftentimes it's hooked into numerology and our understanding of what certain numbers mean and the energy brought by numbers. This is what I love about this time, is we all have a different perspective and all of it's valid. It's just going to resonate with some and not resonate with others. So as always, take what works for you and just toss the rest. The way that I hold these particular dates is as an equalizer. So when you have any, like where the number of the month and the day is exactly the same, that is a it's a balancing point, right? So we live in a world of polarity. It's either or it has been, right? Either or, good, bad, black, white, you're on this side of the camp or you're on that side of the camp, like it's like in terms of your perspective or what have you. And so there's a lot of oppositional energies that we are faced with on a day-to-day basis. And really, life is always asking us, like, how are you going to work with it? How are you going to take what's presenting and use your energy, your vital life force, and transform the situation, move with the energy? Like, what are you going to do about it? And so we're in that dance on the daily, except on those days when they are the equal, the same number for the day, for the month, and also the day, as I see it from an energy perspective. So there's an equalizing that's happening, like kind of a steady 0 point balance, right? Because it's like it's 12-12. That's what it is. It does also happen to be the new moon in Sagittarius, if you're all, into the astrological perspective, which I find it very worthwhile to explore. I learn a lot. I'm no astrologer, but I really have found such enrichment in the things that I have learned about astrology. But from energy perspective, that balancing point and that 0 point where you're not necessarily taking a stance one way or another, you're just surveying the landscape. And there's a sense of neutrality, a sense of there's an opportunity to start again, should you want to, or to affirm and acknowledge and integrate how far you've come. So it's a real point for pause, actually, these days. I always find that it's for myself that it's a time when I want to step back. And I encourage you actually to take some physical steps back, whether it's one step or two steps or whatever it is, because even just a step like this, you see things differently. You might notice things that you didn't notice before when we were in this kind of, perceptual space, right? So when you take a step back, you are changing your perspective, you're changing your stance, you're opening up to seeing things that you hadn't seen before when you were engaged in those more oppositional types of dynamics. Now, in that balancing out or that 0 point field where both polarities are at their equal stance, you can also sometimes feel an equal pull to both sides of the story. Meaning, you're like, I feel 100% over here. Like, I completely get that point of view. And I also feel this point of view over here feels also really valid. Like, I am in love with life, and I'm also completely, utterly scared of what is going to happen. And so it gives us this opportunity to really like see how are we holding the polarities in our life? Like, how's that going? Because sometimes it's really challenging, and sometimes it's like, actually, kind of got some things down here. I'm pretty good. And so again, it makes it for a nice reflection point. Now, I do like numbers. I'm not, I wouldn't call me, I call myself an expert in numerology by any means. I just describe my own energetic understanding, because I'm well versed in reading the energy and really looking at people and life and places and things from that energetic perspective. And so it comes a little more organically or just automatically for me to look at all things from the energy point of view. And for me, I see the 12, like we can, since there's 12 months in a year, some people's like to see it as like the ending point or what have you, but I like to think of it in steps. There's a lot of energy for me personally, and probably for you as well. If you're tuning into this, it's likely that we may share this, we'll say umbrella theme, which is often comes up for me with my soul group. It's which is about, I'm gonna magically make some water appear here. Hold on. It's about the build. So much of who I work with and my own experience personally and professionally is about the sequential build, right? Like the goat, I believe it's my midheaven if you're into astrology is in Capricorn. So it's about the climbing that mountain, that build. And so I think of 12 actually as 1-2. What are the first two steps that you can take? Excuse me. I'm like very thirsty. The first two steps that you can take for whatever it is that you want to create and experience next. What are the first two steps? Step one, step two. Because oftentimes we get into this loop around, I want this, but I don't know how to do it. I bet you know two steps. I'm gonna guess you do. So, sorry, use this as an opportunity to like write those steps down, get clear on what they are, and then commit to taking them. You'll be amazed. I mean, it's so funny because like over the course of my life of having a vision that I'm aiming for and the ever moving goal that one might have, sometimes you get into these spaces where you're like, is it ever gonna happen? Am I ever gonna get there? And now I kind of like something really shifted for me personally in the last year where I'm like, whoa, I am on the path. And then, but like really feel very firmly on the path. But then when I, from this vantage point, I'm like, wait, I was always on the path. And all those little steps that I took that felt totally inconsequential at the time when I took them, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to make some videos or I'm just going to do whatever, knowing it's going to serve this larger thing. But sometimes that larger thing vision feels so far away. And so now, it's just like you hit these pivot points where you really do see that each little decision you made, each little step moved you forward in some really substantial ways. And so that's what I'm about. Everyone goes gaga over the quantum leaps and the peak moments and the, get to the top of the mountain. And I'm just like, cool, that's amazing. But how about we enjoy the journey, like, and just honor the fact that we're dedicated and we value ourselves enough and we're self-disciplined enough to take step by step by step. That's a new way of being for me this year in particular. I feel like that one got really rooted into my system this year. So those are some of the ways that I would suggest working with the energy of 12-12. It's also a new moon, so I do want to give a nod to new moons are usually a good time to set intentions. It's in Sagittarius. And I don't, again, I don't know. I'm just going to do a little nod to astrology of what I do know. I don't know a ton about Sagittarius, except for the fact that for myself, I am a Sagittarius moon. And I always see Sagittarius as like, they like to travel, they like to party, they're kind of gregarious. Which is sort of how I show up on video, but in person, I'm actually pretty mellow. Like I've had people say to me, they're like, you're very mellow in person. I'm like, yeah, I like a stage. What can I say? So those are some energies that also might be at play for you today, or on the day of 12-12, when you happen to be watching this or afterwards, you can still work with. The energy tends to be the loudest, most amplified on the day itself. But I find like, about 1 to 3 days ahead of it and 1 to 3 days after it, there's still some openings there for you to explore some of these concepts. Of course, you can explore any of these at any point in time, but when there's an undercurrent, energetically speaking, it's going to feel like easier. It's going to be a little more like there's more of a chance to jump in. Yeah, I don't know if you ever played jump rope when you were a kid. I played double dutch. Like I was obsessed with double dutch. I even taught my dad how to like do the double dutch for me. I had him tie the ropes onto our garage doors and taught him how to do it. And you really got to like get the timing right when you're doing double Dutch, more so than just regular jump rope, because there's two ropes going at once. And so there's certain moments that it's like you can get in there, like really get going. And that's what these days are about for me. So sip water. Briefly want to share with you about 1221, also in the northern hemisphere, known as the winter solstice. Excuse me. Or the longest night of the year, the return of the light. Obviously different in if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's the summer solstice. Southern hemisphere summer solstice, and the beginning of summertime, and the longest day of the year. So it's like the opposite, depending on where you are on the planet. But the way that I like to think about it, I like to think about it in that way, but also from an energetic context, so you have something to work with for the purpose of this video. And this share is it's a bit of mirror opposites. So, it's 1221. So it's just there's something about examining the external world as a reflection of your internal world that I find energetically to be really powerful to do, to really stop and take a look around your external world and acknowledge the things that are in it that are really valuable to you that you perhaps may have overlooked. And then to also acknowledge the valuable aspects of yourself that are a bit of a mirror to the internal often ex mirrors the external world. Not 100%. There's lots of other dynamics at play, but that is one way in which life gets our attention. It's one way in which energy moves and is illuminating for us how to work with the alchemical ingredients of life. I laugh about this now as I'm expressing it, just because I know the context of the like my year and what I've gone through, which has been I know I've said it a million times, but it's just been very transformational for me. And so, and I'm still in. I want to say the throes of integrating all of that. And I'm just so grateful to kind of, feel like I'm out on the other side. Because when you're in it, it's just messy. Like healing is messy. Like whoever told, sometimes I will have a hysterically funny laughing fit, like in a tough moment, just because it's moving the energy. But generally speaking, it's quite uncomfortable to go through, a healing process, or to allow energy that has been stuck or dense in your field to finally release, can be very uncomfortable. So, I laugh because I feel grateful at this moment. And so, one of the ways to work with the 1221 is to look at, right, look at the external reality, see what you value there, look at your internal reality, see what you value there. Look at, is there anything that's presenting to you that feels the opposite of what you want, right? So it's like sort of the reverse. Instead of like you're a 12 and you see the 21, you're like, oh, I want to see a 12. Like I feel really good about where I'm at. But when I look to the external reality, feels like the opposite of what's happening inside of me, or vice versa. Everything looks amazing out there. But inside of me, I don't feel right. I feel a little, ugh, like, what is that? So it's a day where you're going to want to pay attention and invest to some, inquiry into, get curious. There's a my son is always saying like my husband always tells me to bottom line it, and my son always tells me to like simplify it, like say it in kid terms, mom, say it in kid terms. So So I will say, get curious about how things are presenting. Are they presenting in oppositional kinds of ways? And use that to kind of take note and see what you can do to transform that energy. Because the thing is, no matter whatever is going on, for better or for worse, it only changes once we become aware of it, once we acknowledge what's happening. And then there's the process of finding your PowerPoint within that, so you can make the pivot and experience the transformation that you're longing for. So those are a couple of ways that you can work with the 1221 energies, as well as the 1212 energies. And would love to hear your experience, actually. So please do comment and let me know how it went for you. If you found other ways to work with the energy that was really fruitful, I would love to know that too. And I'm sure whoever else is watching would love to see that comment. And with that, I'm just going to say thank you so much for tuning in and watching. Appreciate your presence here. Please do like, comment, subscribe, share, click to get notifications, all that good social media stuff, so this gets out to more people. And I will be back again soon with more topics on energy, the paradigm shift, your purpose role within it, and really anchoring in a strong sense of vitality along the way. Take care.